In Afghanistan, the front line of the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance forces is at a town called Jabal Sharaj, just 25 miles north of the Afghan capital of Kabul. The town is at the mouth of the Panjshir Valley, where repeated Soviet army attacks were repelled by Afghan guerrillas that today form the Northern Alliance. NPR's Anne Garrels is there. And you've now traveled through northern Afghanistan to the Panjshir Valley. What have you seen along the road?
Well, life is pretty much as usual here, which means that it's incredibly poor. You see almost no traffic on the roads except for donkeys and horses. The road down from the north to the Panjshir is the only supply route. And especially now as airspace is closed, but it's the only ground supply route. And it's a very harrowing, rocky road over the Hindu Kush Mountains. And I've just come through there and I saw little evidence of frantic activity and really saw very few trucks, six perhaps, carrying supplies and some ammunition. One truck driver said that he was carrying uniforms to the front so that the Northern Alliance troops could immediately storm Kabul, but his truck was stuck. It wasn't moving anywhere, and he was waiting for a replacement. So that's basically the sort of mood of things.
Do people that you meet along that road, did they know much about what was going on? Did they know that the United States was bombing in Kabul and other places?
Yes, absolutely. What is extraordinary here is that even though there is basically no electricity in any of these villages and towns, everybody does have a battery-run shortwave radio. They're getting their information from a variety of sources, Radio Tehran, the BBC, Voice of America. Most people said they were glad about the bombing, sort of. They want the Taliban ejected, but they were concerned on two fronts, one about civilian casualties, and obviously Iran, which is against the American bombing, has been making a big deal about civilian casualties, and that's what they've been hearing. And the other thing is they're concerned that the U.S. has not come out more forcefully in support of the Northern Alliance.
The Northern Alliance says that they are coordinating their activities with the United States. Do you see any indication that that's happening?
None whatsoever, and no indication of new supplies from the United States.
What about defections from the Taliban since the U.S. bombing began? We have heard some rumblings from the Northern Alliance that people are coming over to the other side. Have you seen anything like that?
Well, the Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah said today that 40 Taliban commanders with 1,200 troops had crossed over to the Northern Alliance side. But you know, you have to be very careful about these reports. The Northern Alliance has traditionally exaggerated this sort of thing. For instance, I mean, just trying to get troop estimates from the Northern Alliance, you talk to them and every commander you talk to says they've got 3,000 troops. And as one of my colleagues quipped, you begin adding it all up and the people, you know, the Northern Alliance is got an army the size of China's. So, you know, facts are a little shaky.
What about refugees from Kabul? Are you seeing any people leaving the city and heading up into the valley?
Very few. It's an arduous trip. It's basically 7 hours by taxi. Then you have to walk 2 hours or more over the mountains and then get another car to come to any sort of village or town. The people who have come really have no, they only saw what happened in their neighborhood and then fled. Most people who had the means left long since when the first threats against the Taliban happened. And so I don't expect a huge flood, at least in this direction. So we still don't, we can't get a good picture from them what is really happening on the ground in Kabul.
Thanks very much, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels, reporting from the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan.